Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Community Connections with me, Dave Chatsmith, Basingstoke Radio, and I've got Claire on the telephone. And today, Claire, we're talking about white plants. Good morning.
Morning, good morning. Yes, we are. I thought, as we're kind of coming into the height of summer, I thought we'd just do a bit of like a little mini series on different colours, because quite often I get people asking, I want this colour for this area or this colour for this area. And so I thought we'd just do like a little mini series of different popular colours and how to introduce that colour regardless of what soil you've got and what kind of sun or shade you've got, really.
Lovely.
So kick off with white.
White, yeah. Okay. Let's talk about white plants then.
Yeah, well, plants which are white, most of them, compared to the other plants we're going to talk about, most of the plants here, the white comes from the flowers, because you don't really tend to get white stems. So you can get some lovely birch trees with white stems, but I've gone for kind of white flowers. It's a very classic look in a garden. It's quite elegant. It's quite timeless. It can look quite classy if you have it one colour. There's a very famous garden in Sissinghurst Castle, which is just pure white flowers. So it's really quite famous. So I've drawn out a couple here. So as always, I'm going to give you two different options depending on whether you've got sun or shade in your garden. And I thought we'd start with climbers. So these are the plants that you're going to climb up fences or trellises or things like that. So if you have a sunny spot, a really great climber is the star jasmine, Tracheospermum jasminoides. Sorry, that's the first Latin clanger of the day.
Here we go.
It's a lovely, I know, here we go. Don't worry, I've got a cracker of one later on for you. You're gonna fade me out,
it's
Dave.
It's gonna knock me off my chair, is it?
Let's see. Oh, I literally have to have it written down in front of me because I can't pronounce a difficult one.
Right.
But anyway, back to star jasmine, as we'll call it. So star jasmine, she's semi-evergreen, if not always evergreen, but she has these tiny little star flowers in from spring, well, kind of late spring into summer and all the way through summer, really. And they're super, super scented. So almost like nectar, really sweet. And this is a great thing if you've got like an archway you're going through or a nice seating area and you want a nice smelly climber. If you've got a more shady spot, there is a hydrangea, a climbing hydrangea, Hydrangea anomala petiolaris. And this plant is what I call an emo teenager plant. So you plant them and it's supposed to climb up the walls with no trellising, nothing like that needed, no kind of tying in, really like apparently low maintenance. But I tell you, this plant will sit for 2 years and do nothing for you. And then suddenly it will get a grip and romp away. But it's one of these plants where you're not going to plant it for instant impact. It's going to take a while. And then, like a teenager blossoming in their own time, then they romp away. So star jasmine for sun, climbing hydrangea for your shade areas.
Right.
So there we go. Right. And then coming down in size, I thought then we could do some nice shrubs, because shrubs are a great feature to have in your garden. They give a bit of backbone, nice and low maintenance, take up a nice big amount of space but not a lot amount of money. Also really good for birds and for nesting and birds coming in and out of your garden. So if you've got a sunny spot and continuing a bit with a theme of scent as well as white flowers, Philadelphus, really lovely, kind of almost orangey white smelling little flowers in early summer. So in early summer, you'll get these flowers. And this shrub is deciduous, which means in winter, it will look like a load of dead sticks. And you'll think, what on earth is this? It's got nothing for me. But come that spring, it greens up beautifully. And then into summer, you have these long arching stems, really heavily scented, almost intoxicating scent on them. So that's Philadelphus virginale, and she loves a really nice sunny spot. If you have a more shady spot, there's a really lovely shady deciduous shrub that I'm going to introduce you to, but I literally have to look this one up on my screen because the name is so long. The name is, here we go.
I'm waiting.
Viburnum plicatum, former tormentosum mariesii. Now, don't make me repeat that, please. What you need to know is the Japanese snowball bush.
Okay.
And this is, it's basically has like layers like a wedding cake. And
All
each
right.
layer of shrub is covered in little white flowers in kind of May, June time. Really super pretty. Can cope with shade, can cope with full shade. So if you have a dark, ferny area, you can even pop her under there and she really lights up the space really well. Very little care needed. No scent on this one, but it's just a lovely, unusual, nice spreading deciduous tree. So that's a Japanese snowball bush, and she will do really well in the shady areas of your garden.
Don't go into B&Q and ask it with the Latin name, because they'd probably look at you as if to
No.
say, what?
No, I would say that's probably not going to be your best one. But your Philadelphus is also known as a mock orange. So, and the Viburnum plicatum is known as a Japanese snowball bush. So those are the names you can put into the search engine of your
Yeah.
choice, and that will come up with a really good list of suppliers. And in general, if you're not sure where to buy a plant that I've mentioned, if you put it into a search engine and put the letters RHS after it, excuse me, that stands for the Royal Horticultural Society. And each of these plants has a page on their website, and it will have a little button which says show nursery suppliers. And you click on that, it will show all the places you can buy that plant online
Oh,
or
that's
in
clever.
person. So
Yeah.
it's available for everyone. It's completely free of charge. So it's available just on their website. So if in doubt, put the name of the plant first and then put RHS after it, and it should take you to that page.
God, look at that.
So we've got our climbers, we've got our shrubs, we've had a hissy fit about all the Latin. So let's make it easier for us. Going down in size again, these are what we call perennials. So the plants which come back every single year from a woody base, but kind of die over winter. If you are in a sunny spot, bit of a rude word, Leucanthemum superbum or superbum, as you might want to call them. These are the Shasta daisies, and they
Oh,
are a little bit super.
these names get better. They get better
Oh.
every week. When every time I talk to you, I don't know, you always amaze me with these new words.
It's a whole part of, I bet you. I wonder if gardeners and horticulturists, I wonder if it, like, taxi drivers in London, taxi drivers in London have got a special extra large bit of one of part of their brain,
Oh,
because they all have to know the knowledge.
yeah, for the
I wonder
knowledge,
if we've
yeah.
got the same. I wonder if we've got the
Maybe.
same for all these.
Maybe.
Maybe. Does this mean I can, is this a reason why I forget to put the bins out?
Probably the
Because I've
most
just got no
simplest
space in my
things. Yeah,
brain.
that's right. You just you
It's full of
just it.
Latin.
That's right. Sorry. Yeah, I digress. Go on. You carry on what you're saying.
No, that's fine. So the Leucanthemum superbum is a superb plant for sun or part shade, actually. Really glossy, elegant, tall, upright stems which need no staking. And we like no staking because that means no work for you in your garden. And they have kind of like double frothy white flowers held up about 2 foot high off the ground, and they kind of form a really nice mass. If you want that kind of daisy head look, really, really nice. Quite closely related to the wildflowers as well, so it's really good for our native pollinators as well. So Leucanthemum superbum, the Shasta daisy is a good one to do. If you are in a shadier condition, and particularly if you have the good old Basingstoke clay, one of my prettiest, favouritest perennials is Gilenia trifoliata. And I'm afraid she does not have a common name. So Gilenia trifoliata. And she has tiny little flowers like little butterflies which waft in the wind in spring, and then in autumn her leaves turn a bright fiery red. So she's like a buy one get one free plant. You'd start off white and have this pure white going on in the summer, and then in the autumn you get bright fiery orange and red tones. So it's a really lovely plant for 2 seasons of interest, which is always a bonus in my book, because you've done that one plant has done two interesting things for you. So that's your perennial for a bit of shade, particularly with clay. Doesn't like it too alkaline, but can cope with kind of the clay that we sometimes get around our neck of the woods. She works very well there. And then last but not least, I thought we could do some bulbs. Bulbs, because would you believe it, before too long, if anyone is a keen gardener of our listeners, you might find that your emails and your letterboxes start filling up with bulb offers before too long. So I thought I'd give you a couple of bulb options. There's In the daffodils, there is a lovely, lovely daffodil called Thalia, Thalia. And I design with her a lot of the time because she's very late flowering, but she has double fluffy, pure, pure white flower heads. So if you like the kind of the style of a daffodil, but you want something not in a bright orange or a bright yellow, Narcissus Thalia, Daffodil Thalia is the one for you. And she comes out a bit later than your typical daffodils, but it's great for that kind of April hit of a nice mass of those looks really effective. If you have wet soil in winter, some people say, oh, I'm a bit worried about my bulbs, they might rot off. If that's the case for you, then the Camassia bulbs are really good because they are native to North America and they cope with these very wet, flooded prairies in winter, which then dry out in summer. And there's a lovely tall Camassia called Camassia lectinii alba, and she flowers in May. And May is a critical time in our gardens because quite often your tulips and your daffodils might have finished by then, but your big kind of garden plants like your geraniums and your roses haven't started coming out. So you might find it's a bit of a boring time in your garden. So Camassia lectinii alba is a cracker for filling that little space in there. And even better, once you plant her, she will reproduce and naturally spread. So you can put her in the lawn, you can put her in a pot. I put her in the borders, which you're not supposed to do, but no one's come round and slapped me on the wrists yet, so I think she's pretty safe. So I thought we'd finish with those two bulbs and just say, with white, it's a lovely color. It combines pretty much again with any background you have. White flowers look very useful and very good against like a dark evergreen hedge, like if you have a yew or something like that, they can really pop and sing out. It will make your garden feel bigger, bizarrely, because the colour will recede and go farther away. So if you have a huge garden, if anyone is listening and you've got 35 acres, I wouldn't do a white, pure white border there. But for those of us with smaller gardens, it can make it just look that more expansive. So I hope that helps our listeners. And if any questions, please, you know how to get in touch.
Absolutely. And that's a good bit of information there. And I think I might need to go and have a bit of a lie down in a dark room. All that knowledge in one go. I don't know. It's giving me a bit of headache.
Well, Dave, I've
All
got a
them
question for you.
oh, go on.
No, I promise you it's an easy one. And I promise after that you can go and lie down in a room
Yeah, all
and
right.
stop
Okay.
spinning about the viburnum plicatum tormentosum
Yeah.
marriesii. Now, what colour do you want me to do next?
Oh,
Take your pick.
oh, let's go for blue.
Blue. Okay. Well, in a couple of weeks' time,
Okay.
we'll do flowers. We'll do plants with blue interest to them. And if
Okay.
anyone's got any questions in the meantime, you please do get in touch with us. Otherwise, we'll pick up the blue palette in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely perfect. Now, before you go, we're going to speak to you in a couple of weeks, but what's your song as if we don't know what your song is for today?
Oh goodness me, I kind of feel that people might be screaming at their devices now. Well, what could it be but A Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum? I mean, come on, it's a given, isn't it? And even blue, I'm sure there's the things our listeners are thinking already
Yeah,
of what could be have blue in a title.
maybe. Thank you very much for that. I'm going to go and have a lie down in a dark room and think about Latin words. I'll
Please,
speak to you
please,
again
please, I
soon.
hope I've not broken you. Take care. Thanks so
Bye.
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.